something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here. And in studio, we have got Ronan Brady and Aisling Kellig. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Have I said that correctly, Aisling?
You've nailed it. It's a lot better than I've had a lot worse.
I would say you have. Listen, tell me about the show. It's something very different. I have no clue how to explain it, so I'll leave you to do it.
So it would be classed as a circus show, but it's also got dance and elements of theatre in it. So Ronan and I are both Irish circus performers. Ronan specialises in an apparatus called a sear wheel, which is like a big steel wheel. About how many metres? Almost 2 metres.
Just a little bit bigger than yourself, and it's like a Vitruvian man image. It's kind of like what people will tend to see.
And he rolls around and does acrobatics inside it. And then my specialty is aerial hoop, which is like a hula hoop, but it's steel and it hangs from the ceiling. And then we both together do hand-to-hand acrobatics and double trapeze. And all of this is in the show.
Okay, so the show is called How to Square a Circle. So Ronan, how did you discover that you could do this kind of an act?
I just fell into a round feeder one day back on the farm and started rolling down the field and I was like, this is it, this is my future. I used to play football, I got injured, started to do circus as a kind of method of rehabilitating myself, and went to a festival in Donegal called the Irish Aerial Dance Festival by Fidget Feet, who are like the parent company to anything that we have done. They've kind of been great to us, and just tried sear wheel, tried aerial silks and rope and trapeze, and kind of tried everything. And
this is a festival where you can just turn up as an absolute beginner and learn any circus equipment. Yeah, it's amazing.
And do you have to be super fit?
No.
Not to start. No, it will get you super fit the more you do. But when you first start, you don't need any. There's no prerequisites. Just turn
up. Because, I mean, I just have absolutely no coordination whatsoever. So I can't even do a hula hoop standing on the ground. So I don't know how I'd manage it.
Neither can I. I'm really bad at hula hoop. Yeah, I can't do it. And I'm really clumsy. I trip over my own feet all of the time.
Were you not worried then when you're up high that you're going to fall or something's going to happen?
You tend to learn things really gradually. So everything's taken step by step. And it's only a year or two later into learning that you realise, God, I'm doing all this stuff up really high and I haven't even thought about it because I've felt so safe.
Okay.
I've learnt it down low and I always have a crash mat or...
And have you had falls, yeah?
Not had anything major happen, which is great. Mostly because of the way that we train is you wouldn't put anything in a show or in an act unless you'd trained it 1,000 times and you're bored to death of the move.
Okay.
And then you'd put it in your act so that you know that if you were to fall out of it, it would be a freak accident rather than...
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And Ronan, you said you were a footballer and you were injured. So the injury hasn't affected what you're doing in this show.
Well, I had to stop for a while. And just recently, I got an injury. I got an injury about 7 or 8 weeks ago. And I think kind of 2 months out, which I was really worried about the tour. Uh-huh. I'm like, am I going to be able to get back?
Yeah.
And we took it nice and slow. Everything is good and it's on the mend. And then, you know, you get these injuries and you're like, is this worth it? Like,
what I know, would you not take up knitting through? Or something?
Well, actually, I do crochet.
She does a bit of crochet.
Yeah. But then everybody came to the art centre, it was their standing ovation,
incredible.
And you're like, yeah, okay, I'll go through a bit of pain for this. This
really?
Is, yeah, no problem at all.
So you must have watched shows like Cirque du Soleil and all that and really admired the people performing in that. Do you get a bit of inspiration from those kind of shows? Or
definitely,
is yours totally different?
You could call it an Irish Cirque du Soleil because, I mean, when you say Cirque du Soleil, you'll get an image of what's happening. And, and the acrobatics and skill in this show is it on that level. I guess some people don't associate Irish circus with kind of that level, but Ash has turned them down 4 times now and she's turned them down to work in Ireland,
really?
And she's quite humble about that and tends to not tell people, so I have to tell people about that.
So now we know.
I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, don't tell them.
Your upper body strength must be something else.
Yeah, you do develop a huge amount of core and upper body strength.
So you have 6 packs.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Around the
maybe
Christmas.
Not after 2 months off.
Yeah, maybe not.
But yeah, depending on where you're at with your training regime, you will, definitely.
So how many hours are you putting in every week to get fit and to make sure you have your routine down for this?
I suppose a day in the life when we're working on our show would be, we do 2 hours of warming up. And then
22 hours of admin.
Yeah.
But yeah, and insurance.
And all of them. About 2 hours of warming up. And then we'd go into 6-7 hours then of rehearsing and of running the acts, creating the work, making the story.
You must be wrecked then
by
the end of the day.
Exhausted.
Is
and
it really exhausting?
Then we get home and there's just 50 emails
to do
about,
with,
to do with the show. And you're like, oh no.
You want to get your act, I guess, to a place where it's muscle memory and it's gas. If you try brushing your teeth with the other hand, you might take your eye out and you have to concentrate and it's hard and a muscle might cramp and your in your other arm. But
yeah,
with the one you brush your teeth with all the time, you can be on your phone or you can be talking to someone. You know, you can do all these other things, and you just need to train everything to a level that you don't have to think about where your hand is going. It just happens automatically. Yeah, yeah. So,
and that'll just take hours of, okay, of familiarizing yourself.
And do you end up covered in bruises and everything like
yes.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. Like there was a good friend of ours got married recently, and all of the attendees who were circus performers were just covered in bruises.
Were they?
We're all comparing we have all long dresses down to our ankles because we're like, otherwise just people will think we've had some horrible
you've
thing
been beaten
happen
up
to
or
us
something.
All.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So how many years do you think you'll be doing this for? Is this something that ends at a certain age, do you think?
So far I've been really interested in this because I started when I was 23 and I always had a worry that I'd started so late and I might not be able to do this for too long. But I'm currently 31 and every year I'm better than I was the year before. But yeah, I still feel like I'm going upward on like the physical skill level, and I'm just going to continue to go with that until
Brilliant.
It may change. But we have friends who are working in the industry now and they're in their 50s and they've changed how they like to work, but they haven't stopped working and they haven't stopped creating.
There was a lady there in the paper the other day, I think she was 100, and she's this amazing yoga teacher, and the moves she can do, she's 100, you're kind of going, puts me to shame completely and utterly. So the dates, I have them here in front of me. You're going to be all around the country. You're going to be at the Dublin Fringe Festival between the 18th and the 21st of September. Then October 23rd to 25th, the Civic in Talla. The 27th of October in Westport. Then you're going to Galway on October 30th. So right before Halloween, going to be at the Black Box there, and the Everyman in Cork, which is a great venue, on November 18th. So a blend of circus and theatre. What is the website and how can we get our tickets for How to Square a Circle?
howtosquarecircle.com, and that'll take you to all the dates.
We've
and
got
all the
links to all the tickets there.
Brilliant. Listen, guys, thanks so much for coming in to tell us about the show. Stay safe, won't you?
We will. Thanks for having us.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.